I'm going to share the story and how I was able to find positives out of this entire experience.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, this is one of those ugly things that I really don't like talking about, and I really struggled with if I was even going to talk about it on this episode, but I think that it's really important. It's all about doing the right thing and then standing up for yourself, even when the circumstances put you in a really awkward, tough position.
To doing the right thing.
So we are in final transition. We were finishing up a few projects, a few final websites that we were working on for some clients before we stopped taking on additional retainer clients, right? So this is a project that we were just finishing. And unfortunately, it's one of those jobs that the biggest problem is that I made the mistake of saying, yes, I'll take a job that was already started. And so we kind of had to unravel what was already done and then recreate. So instead of starting from scratch, which hindsight would have been a lot easier to start from scratch.
That's tough.
So what happened over this entire course of this thing is basically the client relations, everything kind of fell apart. Largely, I think, on a part of my not setting expectations enough up front. And then also, I think, just because of a lot of just inappropriate behavior, we'll say. So let me give you a little bit of backstory. Okay, we were building this website, and it should have been about a three-month job, and ultimately was, but because of some other things that we had going on, we, as Formula Done, ended up being a little bit late. We were about 2 weeks late on delivery to hit our original deadline. So because of that, I felt really bad. We hardly ever miss deadlines, and it was just during the holidays and everything had accumulated, and we ended up missing by about 2 weeks. So I really, really wanted to bend over backwards and kind of give back and provide enough value because I felt so bad for missing the original deadline. And so we ended up waiting. We pushed a month so that we could accommodate additional changes and requests and things that they had gone back through a second final review for before the website went out. So anyway, the website finally launches. And as things do when you first launch, sometimes there are a few things that don't go quite right. It's tech. Things are, you know, I would be surprised if something launched and never had any tiny little glitches at all, things that you didn't expect. So we knew we were ready to work through those, and we did, and we were working through everything. And then all of a sudden, there's this like, oh, we need to do this whole big project. And I won't go into details on it, but it was not something that was originally part of what we had originally been building. And all of a sudden it became this huge emergency priority. We have to get this thing done and it's super important and we can't be transacting any payments online until this is taken care of. So we spent the next 30 days really building this other additional project out for them, and I never charged them any extra. Then the site's been live for about a month, and I went back and I said, okay, we normally support everything for about 30 days afterwards. Because we were late and we did these other projects, I'm gonna extend this out, you know, for 45 days, and at that time I'm gonna charge you the final amount, you know. So any other final changes that you want done, hand them our way. And they did, only at this time what happened is the client has actually, since the site had been live for 30 days, decided they were changing their mind on the way that they wanted everything designed and images and all these things to change out in the project.
Wait a minute. Scratch that. Hold it.
Now, I know I'm going super deep here. I just wanted to give you a big picture overview, not to try to justify in any way. It's just when you're doing service work, it's so tough to try to do the right thing and hold that line. And I'm very much of the belief that if you're gonna do a job, do it well, do it right, always do the right thing. And so even though this isn't something that was originally part of the agreement or that we were even technically on contract for to help, because at this point they're changing the entire job. So I was trying to accommodate as many of those changes as possible. What ended up happening is, I think it's like the not doing, you know, it's was enabling behavior. So with everything that I kept giving, the expectation just kept going higher and higher. And in the end, I ultimately created a monster. And so we ended up deciding to stop work on the project altogether because they had a new vision of what they wanted. They didn't think that it was gonna be done in time. And so we stopped work, which was just fine. Their site is up and running, has been for 2.5 months now. It's all functioning right. There was just some aesthetics changes and design changes that they ended up wanting. So what happened is, unbeknownst to me, is that I think what they thought is that just because they said, okay, we no longer want to continue working to have you finish out the rest of these changes, they thought that they weren't responsible to pay for any of the rest of the work that we had done. And so I let them know, yes, I'm still gonna be charging you. And they're like, nope, that's, we're not okay. And I said, well, you kind of still owe me anyway. So I charged them. And you guys, I laid awake at night. I'm like, I know this is the right thing to do because I have a signed agreement, because it says in our contract that we're still owed for the work, because we did do the work, because everything was actually functioning. But still, man, I really do not like making people upset that way. And it was tough to just stick to it and say, you know what? I know I am doing the right thing. I am going to stand up for myself and go ahead and charge out because we've done all this work. And things got even not pretty. And it just happens sometimes when you're working with people, right? Different people accept things differently or deal with things differently. And I get that. So I had another month later, my very first ever in the history of Formula Done, chargeback on my credit card processor. And I felt like a kid that with hand in the cookie jar caught or something, like, and I knew that I hadn't done anything wrong. So I went back and looked at all my documentation and sent through my contract, and here's everything, and here's screenshots of the entire site, which is still live and everything like that. But man, it just makes me feel ugly and icky. But I just had to keep telling myself, like, I know that I did the right thing. I did a good job, and I'm important enough to stand up for it and say, nope, this is you still owe me, even though you changed your mind, right? So I went ahead and sent back my rebuttal information. And within a day, everything had been reversed back again in my favor. Anyway, it was really, really difficult going through my first ever fraudulent claim. And it's so tough because I just really struggled emotionally with it. And I think that, you know, how this relates back to your own content, like when you're putting stuff out there, the thing is, you're still, like, you're gonna, if you're doing it right, you're gonna be polarizing. And this wasn't exactly a polarizing type example, but when you're putting your message out there, you are going to have people that love it, and you're gonna have people that don't agree and will say things, or you'll just have stupid people, the trolls that do and say stupid things. And I think the thing is to just really focus on paying attention to your own core values and know that you are doing the right thing, and stay strong in that. Because even in this kind of messed up world, there still is the right path and, like, the sense of justice and knowing that you are doing the right thing by you. And ultimately, doing and saying the right thing by you is gonna be doing and saying the right thing by your customers. And people will see that, and I know that they will follow. It's not exactly a lot of fun sometimes, but I think it's super important and a great lesson to keep in mind when you're putting any of your content out. And I don't care if this is marketing content or delivery content. In this instance was actually, you know, fulfillment delivery content that I'm talking about here. But I also just wanted to be able to then turn around and look back and see what were the things that I could have done better to make this situation better. And that's where I said, okay, didn't set enough expectations up front. We were late. Not good. Very clearly communicating the entire way, and over delivering is amazing. But if I'm going to over deliver, I want to make sure that people understand I'm over delivering. This is not normal. Being very clear so that I'm still keeping those expectations set where they need to be. And that doesn't even sound right. Like I always want to over deliver, but I'm also not great about saying, hey, I'm over delivering. So to me, we're working our butts off and we're doing all these amazing things and look at all this extra stuff, but I'm not telling them, look at all this extra stuff. I think it's really, really important to be clear in your communication and set those expectations and do absolutely over deliver. That is like, we always are going, how can we make it better? How can we make it better? And I love that, but let people know, like, this is what I promised to give you, and I'm giving you this so that you're just really creating that wow factor. If they don't know that it's a wow factor, they aren't going to be wowed. So I think it's, you know, it was a good lesson for me to also know, like, hey, I am super over delivering. I need to tell them that that's what I'm doing. And so it was a good lesson for me, a painful one, but but one that I did want to share. And you know, there may be some people that I upset by sharing this kind of thing, but I think it's really important in any of your content, anything that you're doing and saying as you as the business, to pay attention to the impact of that. And you know, like, we're always looking at how can we make this better.